Vayetze Yaakov Mib'er Shova Vayelech Harono. The emphasis is that this pasuk is a very long pasuk. Vayetze Yaakov Mib'er Shova, he didn't go straight to Haran. First he went to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. 14 years later is Vayelech Harono. So you have the emphasis, a hefsek in the pasuk. The Baal HaTurim writes that in this parsha it's all sosim. It's one big, there's no psuchas and stumos. It's one big long parsha. The Baal HaTurim writes because it's sosim, because Yaakov was hidden. Since he was hiding from Esav, that's why it's the parsha that is sosim. Of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz and Sichas Musar, he touches up, what does it mean this Indian that it's sosim? Because if a person is going through tzoras and avad in this parsha, Yaakov has the tzorah of Esav love on this things you're going through, you have to realize that if you focus on one detail, then you talk like you crest because you're tohert. However, the pshat is if you without a hefsekus, with one big ritzifus, and you see the final picture, you see the full hekif of the picture, makif and nikif. You see the whole sugya mit hekif. If you see the full picture, then it's different. A different type of this Baal HaTurim. Rav Gedal Yishur in Or Gedal Yo, he says, "Bederech Klal, when there's a parsha of Pei or Samach, Sichus or Stumois, the Indian is Rashi says in the beginning of Vayikra, Litein Revach lehisboinin bein parsha leparsha. The reason there's a Revach is because you want to be misboinin and take a break, look back and think over what happened. Datka is this parsha which represents Yaakov going into Golus, which is my sob is similar, but in the Yidden going into the Golus." Over here, there's no hefsek, there's no parsha. Yaakov chevel nachalasoi. The Medrash Bemis brings down over here this pasuk. Yaakov chevel nachalasoi. Yaakov is going into Golus now, and he's holding on with the full rope all the way down into Abira Amikta by Lavan. Over he holds on with that rope without pay, without samach, one big retzifus. In Golus, that's the only way to hold out. Bemis they bring down from Rabbi Elimelech from the Gent. Brought down Ishmi Pish that he says that there's something that we say is called Chevle Mashiach. He says, what does it mean by Chevle Mashiach? By Chevle Mashiach, the Rabbi Nishlon's emes is going to be a Chevel that's going to go me soifoy levat soifoy, and the Eberst of Betzik shuckle in del Chevel. He's going to shake it very hard. But those that hold on stark zum Chevel, those are the ones that are going to be nitzel me Chevle Shel Mashiach. Yaakov Chevel Nachalosoy. That's why over here in this parsha of Yaakov going into Golus, it's without a hefsek, without psichas and stumois, it's Yaakov chevel nachalosoi. Now the Maisa, the pasuk says Vayetze Yaakov Mibeer Sheva Vayelech Harono. It could have just said Vayetze Yaakov Mibeer Sheva Lichoron. So the pasuk, the pshat is because there was taka two dinim over here. On one hand, there was a din of Vayetze Mibeer Sheva. He has to get away from Esav. Esav is looking for him. He has to get away from Beer Sheva. On the other hand, Vayelech Harona is an under a din. It's Tzvei Dinim. He had a tzivoy from his mother, his father. He has to go look for a shidduch. So it's Vayelech Harona. But there's an interesting remez that if the pasuk would have said Licharon, and rather instead it said Vayelech Harona, the extra letters that are written in the pasuk because of this Vayelech Harona, it's the letters Yud Vav Hei Chav, which is the name of a certain Malach. That a Malach that protects a person on the way is this Malach. Ki Malachov Yitzav Eloch is the Soif Tevis also of Yoyhoch, of this name of the Malach that's protecting. It's also when a person is nifted from his Chavar, he's supposed to say a Dvar Halacha. There's a minute that you say Yochid V'Rabim Halacha Kirabim. That's also Rosh Tevis Yoyhoch. It's because that's the Shmirah that protected him. Now, an interesting chiddush I saw in the Marsha in Megillah Daf Yudzayin. Bepastus we nemon that Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, and that is because he has to get away from Esav. He's looking for him in Be'er Sheva. He went to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever for 14 years as a hefsek to prepare himself. And eventually, 14 years later, Vayelech Harono. Zok the Marsha, no. Yaakov went to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever. Where was the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever? In Be'er Sheva. The Marsha speaks out that the letters Mi Be'er Sheva, the letters in Mi Be'er Sheva has in it Shem, Ever, and Av. Those were the three yeshivas, the big three yeshivas, the big three. Where were they? In Be'er Sheva. That was the bastion of Torah at that time. Eber's yeshiva was there, Shem yeshiva was there, and his father's yeshiva was there. Now he couldn't hang out in his father's yeshiva because the Esav was looking for him. But Erhodzich Bahalten in Eber's yeshiva. And lo and behold, Esav can't find him. He's there for 14 years. He's there for 14 years, but no one can find him. He's Bahalten in the yeshiva, in a vinkel. And he had a vinkel. He's Bahalten over there. And fascinating, it says finally 14 years later, Vayela Charona, Rashi brings Yitzias Tzadik, Oyster Roshim, Panaziva, Panahoda, Panahoda, Panahoidra. No one has seen him for 14 years. No one has seen him for 14 years. He's been there. When was it Panaziva, Hoida, Vahodra? 14 years later. But Tzadik is in a yeshiva, in a vinkel. No one knows him. Esav doesn't know where he is. But when he leaves 14 years later, it's Panaziva, Panahoida, Panahodra. The Tzadik was there in a vinkel learning by Shtender. There's a remnant. The Chidot says that Vayetze Yaakov Mibeer Sheva. Give me a little mathematics. But if you take out Yaakov, Yaakov is 182. And you take Yaakov out of Mibeer Sheva, which is 575. If you minus 182, Yaakov, from Be'er Sheva, you're left with 393. That's Pana Ziva Hoyt of 100. That's the gematria. It works out. Over again, according to the Marshal, he was the whole time in Be'er Sheva. Nevertheless, you see a Tzadik Oyster Roshem when he finally goes. Now he leaves finally by Yitzka Bamokoim. By Yitzka Bamokoim, this Mokoim is not Sama Mokoim. Lo Yitzka is a Mokoim. Rashi says it means Haram Eriya. Mokoim represents also the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Sefer Nefesh HaChayim. There's four Sha'orim. Shar Gimel in Nefesh HaChayim is called Kulay about what it means that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is called Mokoim. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Mokoim Shel Olam. You have a Shar about Tefillah. You have a Shar Dalet, everyone knows about Torah. You have a Shar about Tzelem Aleichim. But you have Shar Gimel. Shar Gimel in Sefer Nefesh HaChayim from Chaim Balazin is about Mokoim. Over there he explains that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is called Mokoim. You know, everything might have a place. You have a certain kli, and there's a place where you keep it. So you have a box, and the kli is in the box. The Mokoim of the kli is in the box. But it's not the pshat that the Mokoim of the Olam, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, was just far mocking us as a kli. Mechadish b'chol yom tamid ma'ase bereishis, the etzem his havas of everything in the bria, it's in his mokayim. Not just that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created a chatimta that we are here in his mokayim. Our whole being, kol rega v'rega, there's a bring of yesh me'ayin. That's what it means. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is mokayim. It's not like v'derech lal a kli gefintzich in its mokayim. But if you take the mokayim away, the kli is still a kli. The whole mitzias of every molecule of everything of the bria. The scientists explain, Vakant in the Indian, that in the atoms of the mamish, the yesh me'ayin of everything in the bria, there's protons and neutrons, those that verstay how this works, keseder, they disappear and come back. That's the mitzvah, how the neutrons and the protons, all these things, the entire bria is always, it's oisensurik. Someone wanted to suggest the chveis is nishtas chveshtei in there in yonim, nishtas chveshtei in there in yonim. Oh, but that's the pshat that it's yesh me'ayin. There's keseder at yesh me'ayin, because keseder it's again becoming mekoyim shel olam. Now, vayitzka b'mokim, Chazal teaches that the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph that there was kvitzas haderech. It's a very complex sugya because it's a machlokes rishonim. What was kofitz, where it went. The pasuk, if you learn the sugya according to Rashi, a fascinating idea. Most people think that kvitzas haderech is that the person's going and suddenly he finds himself somehow quicker in the other place. We discussed it last week, that Eliezer had kvitzas haderech, he suddenly found himself over there. Over there we explained he needed to have kvitzas haderech because it was Rachel's third birthday, and if he would wait one extra day, she would already be giyoris sholi shonim v'yoyim echad. And then already he can't be megayer her, she's also to Yitzchak, who was the bechina of Koyin, on the way back, but he didn't have kvitzas haderech. But that means that the person is kofitz. If you learn up well Rashi, Rabban argues, but if you learn up Rashi, the derech is koifetz. He's supposed to be getting to Luz, and all of a sudden, Haram Eiriya comes to Luz. So Frank the Ramban, what do you need that for? And the Achrayim explained, because there was an inyan, we wanted him to be in Haram Eiriya, but we also, there's a mila of Luz, we'll see soon. Hashem wanted him to be in both places. So the derech was koifetz. Haram Eiriya was koifetz then. It's objective klapei, the derech, not the person. Yankav Avinu gefinzich in Luz, so all of a sudden Vayifka Bamokoim, Haram Eiriya comes to him, and now he's Ki'ilu Bebechinus, he's in Haram Eiriya also, and also in Luz. I don't understand this concept, first and foremost, because where are all the other Luznik And where are all the other Harameiria nicks? I'm understanding it biyachas to Yankiv Avinu that Harameiria was toifetz to him. Where is everything and everyone else? It's a little bit confusing for me. But and the Ramban Benson has an Arichas of Kashas, but Al-Kofanam, that's what the Ramban understands, that there's an Indian that we want Yaakov Avinu to be by Harameiria, so the Derech was koifetz to him. Now he takes me Avnei Amokim. It's fascinating. If you go through the Parsha, there's many, many Avonim. Avonim represents over here the binion of Klal Yisroel. Mishom Roye, it says in Parshas Vayechi, Mishom Roye Even Yisroel. Even represents Chibur. You build things with an Even. All the way at the beginning, Yaakov is Vayikach Me Avnei Amokim. And then Vayashkim Baboiker, there's one Even. The Avonim became an Even. There's a Machlokes in the Medrash, but according to one Shita, there were 12 Avonim. The Shvotim. Some say there were 3 Avonim representing the 3 Avis. But these Avonim became one. It represents the building of Klal Yisroel. Later by the Be'er, there's an Even Gedoyla al Pia Be'er. By Yogel Eso Even. Later on when he meets Lavan, there's a gal of Avonim. Kesedu, we're dealing here with the Avonim, one Even and many Avonim. Now Be'emes, when he comes, there are many Avonim, and then the Avonim have a Machloikis. A Machloikis. Olai and Niach Tzadik Esroishi. Olai and Niach Tzadik Esroishi. So it became one big Even. There's a lot of different Nuschois, Kefida, different Oilomis, HaYeshiva VaChasidus, what you're supposed to take out. The Kotzker used to say, Amokim Biafilu Da Avonim Shlogin Zich Must Be Ein Zekim and Beis Elikim. The fact that everyone's fighting, Afilu Da Avonim Shlogin Zich, Hotef Farsana, that is a Pesachis Medrash over here. In Chevron Yeshiva, they used to say that when the Avonim Shlogin Zich, over in the end, let it turn into a pillow, right? No, it turns into one big stone. Because where there was Machloikis, a Kishner Vetis Nishzain, Efshu one Groysish thing, over. A pillow it won't be. Rav Nosson Tzvi, the Chassadik Levarach, used to say different. He said, why didn't it turn into a pillow? Because Yaakov Avinu is not going to sleep now. Eged boyin ha-yeshiva, eged boyin ha-klal Yisrael, eged boyin toirada. It becomes one big Eben, a hanochas Eben ha-pina, a big Eben. The all the Avonim become an Eben, they're not going to sleep. Adarab, vayacholoyim, aber Ercholomnish, they say on the Ponim Yisrael. And voice against the Groysi Yeshiva, it's still in the middle of the World War II. Rommel is a few miles away from Eretz Yisrael, and there voice the Groysi Yeshiva. Echolot nisht. Echolot, eshlof nisht. And that's the Avonim that he's building over here. Now, Chazal teaches Vayitzka Bamokoim is Tfilo, because Yaakov Avinu was Misakin Tfilas Arvis. We have that Avram Avinu, Vayashkim Avram Baboiker, he was Misakin Shachris. Yitzchok is Misakin Mincha, Yaakov Avinu is Misakin Mairiv. By Yitzchak Bamokim, that is Misakin Mairiv. Okay, a big sugi, the sugi from Tfilas Mairiv. Speaking of Nakuda though, there's a machloikis in the Gemara Brachas, Tfilas Arvis is Rishus Uchoyva, the famous machloikis. The Pshat Hazei, Avram Avinu was Misakin Shachris, and that's his Midah Sachesed represents the Mitzvah's essay, the Ramach. Avram is Gematria Ramach. Ramach Mitzvah's essay. Yitzchok is Gvura. Yitzchok represents the Shasamitzvah's loisite, the Gvura, the negative, the Shlili, the. Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes as both, but Yaakov Avinu, this form of slain, goes on Rishus. He made Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Not only the flat out is Ramach Mitzvah's essay, this Shasamitzvah's loisite. Yaakov took it a step further. Yaakov is Yodoy Oichezis Ba'akev Eso. Akev is Rosh Tevis. Kaddish Atzmacha b'mutalach, a cave, even on the Kaddish Atzmacha b'mutalach, and that's why he sees a sulam. That's mutav arza. The sulam is in there. That's attached to the dvarim ha'arzim, to the gashmius. The roishoy magia hashemayim. The Yaakov tfilas arvis. It's not umzis that it's arvis. Arvis is rishus. Arvis represents the Yaakov is representing even taking the basic dvarim of rishus and making them into a shtik shemayim. Now, there's a shaila here, it says by the sulam, that's what he sees here in the chaloyim, there's a machloikis, if sulam is with a vav or without a vav, there's a ganse nidden. Sulam without a vav is 130, is gematria Sinai. It represents Torah, and if that's the pshat, and the oilam v'yordan boy is Moshe v'aroin, that is oilam v'yordan boy on the sulam of Yaakov, which is midas ha'emes, the sulam of Torah. How many rungs were on this sulam? A lot of the achronim say there were 4 rungs connected to Shem Yud Kevavke. I saw a lot of different midrashim and farshim bring it. Some say there were 12, connected to 12 Shvatim. Although we know that the Medrash says that there were hundreds of rungs, because it says that Yaakov Avinu saw in the Chaloyim that the different Umois are going up and down the ladder, and each time they fall, each Uma went up the amount of rungs on the ladder that was shyest to his Uma, how many years they were shoylet. And then the Rabbi Yisrael tells Yaakov Avinu, you should also go up. If you're going to go up, you're not going to fall down. All the other Umas, you see them going up and they fall down. Yaakov, the Rabbi Yisrael tells him, Im ata oyle ein chayoyrit. And the Medrash, fascinating lesson of a Medrash Tanchuma. The way happened, Yaakov didn't believe. He says, every Uma, he sees them, the higher you go, it hurts harder when you fall back down. The way happened, Yaakov. If you would have went up, Taki, you wouldn't have fallen. But now that you didn't listen and you didn't go up in the dream, so soifko that your bonim are going to be in a shtabed in Mitzrayim, arba me'ashon. As I talked to Medrash Tanchum. So there's an interesting nekuda here. V'lehem and Yaakov, who didn't he believe? The Rabban Yisrael tells him everyone else is going up and everyone else is falling down. If you go up, it's going to be different. V'lehem and Yaakov, it's a shver nekuda, oishdrikin, but the Bali must have squeezed out of this medrash. Not that he didn't believe the Rabban Yisrael. There's an akuda of Lehem and Yaakov. Again, we're talking about the Bechir Rabbis Yaakov, but for us, to take out a word, sometimes a person doesn't believe in himself, in his capabilities, and his Yichoyot. Yaakov seeing, he had the main ones, Shtik Yaakov, B'nai Yisrael, you see Oyla, and everyone's Yoyot. So, Ashad the Tzayt, Ashad the Koychens, Ashad the Moychens, In Hayisa Oyla, Lo Hayisa Yer. By you, it would have been different. A person has to believe that. But the Loy Hem and Yaakov. And because of this, the Loy Hem and Yaakov, Taka. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says over here, he sees by this dream, by this sulam, Vehine Hashem Nitzavolov. Zok to Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, what did Yaakov see on the top? He saw himself. Because we know Yaakov, the Aruch Chaim writes, is the regel revi of the Merkava. Yaakov himself is on the Merkava, he's the regel revi. So he sees himself, the obvious of the Merkava. I saw the Achronim explain a very interesting idea. On one hand, it brings down that on the Merkava is Adam, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And if it's Adam, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, then Yaakov is the fourth regel. But in a lot of other Sfarim, it's Mavur, that the Arba are Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David. So it's Chatzach Astir. I want to explain this a little bit. The Aruch Chaim explains that it's Adam, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Yaakov is fascinating that he sees himself. Right? You know, also on the Betzim, on the Merkava, there's Aryeh Kruv Nesher. Well, before Chet Egel was a Shor, but after Chet Egel it switched to a Kruv. Aryeh Kruv Nesher and Yaakov, the Dmus of an Adam, Yaakov. Yaakov is the Dmus of Me'en of Adam Rishon, Gemara Bava Metzia. So there's a Merdi Gazah from the Chanukah Satoir. It says, Ochen Yesh Hashem B'mokim Azeh, V'anoichi Lo Yadati. Zok Yaakov Avinu, Ochen. I knew that on this Merkava there's Ochen, Aryeh Kruv Nesher. Onoichi, Aryeh Kruv Nesher, Yaakov, Onoichi, Lo Yadati, I didn't know I'm up there also. Ochen Yesh Hashem B'mokem Azeh. I knew that there's an Aryeh Kruv and a Nesher. But Onoichi, I didn't know that there's also the Yud, I didn't know Yaakov, I didn't know I'm up there. But the Maisi sees himself, now the Aruch Chaim says he's the fourth. Now, again, like he's saying, there's a Sphira. In one Mechin, it's Avram, it's Odo, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Lu'uma says it's Avram Yitzchak Yaakov David. When did that switch? It switched when David HaMelech came around. But to understand something fascinating, Adam HaRishon was supposed to live 1,000 years. He gave 70 of his years to David HaMelech. What's that about? And that's why when David gets on the scene and he's the fourth Merkava, so Adam is out and then it's Avram Yitzchak Yaakov David. What's this takeover, this switchover of Adam HaRishon and David? So the emphasis is Mamish Bekitter, it's a Gan Tarichas. But the nekuda of it, the Medrash is reported that when David HaMelech was Noila, he was only supposed to live for 3 hours. And Adam HaRishon saw that and gave him 70 years. What does it mean Adam HaRishon saw that David HaMelech was only going to live for 3 hours? David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. David HaMelech is supposed to only live Chayim, that's B'lim Ovis. Originally before Chet Eitz Hadas was supposed to be a kind of a Chayim that's not with Mavis. David HaMelech is that Metzias. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. He was supposed to only live for 3 hours. The 3 hours that Adam lived till he ate from the Eitz Hadas, based on the Midrashim, that was 3 hours. Adam HaRishon brings death into the world with eating the Eitz Hadas. Adam HaRishon understands that he kill the David. David doesn't have chiyus only with chayim lifnei hamoved. Adam Rishon has to give him 70 years. That's the connection of Adam to David. And David HaMelech, David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. That's why when we eat Sudas Malava Malka, it's Sudas David Melech Mashiach. Because we know, what is Nenet only from Sudas Malava Malka? The Luz bone. The Luz bone is the Shoyrish of Chiyus. The Luz doesn't eat from anything that's not Kuloi Chiyus. By Malava Malka, the Luz bone is Nenet. The Luz bone never died because Adam Rishon was punished on Friday afternoon for eating from the Eitz Hadas. So his entire guf was mischayev misa, but not his luz bone, because his luz bone only eats from malava malka. So his luz bone didn't eat from the eitz hadas. The luz bone waits to eat only malava malka. So the luz bone never ate. Mr. Brewer brings this in Simchin. The luz bone never ate and was never got sustenance from eitz hadas, from chayim v'mavis. So that's why the luz bone lives on, and that's why we eat through this malava malka. The pasuk says, "Hine sula mutzav arza, v'roishay magiyah shemaima, v'malach elikim oylem v'yoredim boy." This is malava malka. The Sfarim explains, "Sula mutzav arza is Rosh Hashanah, sudas levius malka. The sulam is sudas malava malka, and the malachim is oylem v'yoredim boy from Moitz Shabbos till boy till after the next Friday. The chiyus is from this sulam of mutzav arza, and that's the connection of Adam to David." And interesting, Mineu Bei Oichid in the parasha, I saw it brought down a few psukim later. It says, V'ulam luz shem ha'ir l'rishoinah. So the Sfarim explained, V'ulam is Rosh Hashanah. V'neman ata l'hach yos mason. Luz is that bone. Shem ha'ir l'rishoinah. The luz is what's going to be in this oira first. V'ulam, v'neman ata l'hach yos mason, is that the luz bone is going to be the first that wakes up from Petrius Mason. And that's why the Bezunder Indian of eating Sudas David Melech Moshiach by Malava Malka, because David HaMelech is Chiyus, is Taka Kulei Chaim of Koidim HaMogs. But that's an Indian Bitznei Atzim. Now Yaakov Avinu by this dream, it says he's lying on the ground, and the Pasuk says, Ha'oret asher ata shoychei v'leho l'chot nenel zarecha. So Chazal teaches the Gemara Chulin, again, I don't understand this concept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu folded the Gantz Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what it means that Haram Iriah is Koifet to Luz, and both are there. But now there's a new idea. Where did all the people go? If the whole Eretz Yisrael was folded under Avraham Avinu, where is everybody else? I don't know exactly how this works. But that's what the Gemara says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koifet to Eretz Yisrael. So I saw an interesting chiddush from the Chiddush Yarim. The past of Yankov Avinu was being Koifet Eretz Yisrael over here b'chazoka. Why was it necessary to fold the whole Eretz Yisrael? We know there's a cloud with more introduction in other places. If a person is koina, a piece of karka, so agav, that he's koina karka, he can be koina other karkois. I'm not talking about kinyan agav amatalkman. Sadla da arachadu, when you're koina one karka, it's the kinyan on all karkois. So why was it necessary that the whole Eretz Yisrael should be in a skapel under Yaakov Avinu? He's koina chizok in one karka, and then he's koina all the karkois. Zok the Chedush Yarin Asorah Kedushas Neskadish Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has different Kedushas. There's no Sadna the Arachadu, since the level of Kedusha on the Karka is different, and you would not be able to use the Yisoid of Koneh Karka Be'echot. So Azor Zok the Chedush Yarin. So I was born, it's a shame of birth. Karka! A person makes a Chazokah and if it's a paradise in Tel Aviv, he can't be Koneh Shtikl Karka in Yerushalayim because it's a different Kedusha. Karka, that's the Din! So I was thinking, that's what happened here by the people. The kipul of Karka, Tachas Yankov Avinu, changed it. That hayoy, that's what would have been. Over hayoy, it was Neskapel. Kol Eretz Yisrael, Tachas Yankov Avinu. So Mamela, that's why hayoy, you could have Adem Ikoin. Now the Abish, the promise of Yankov Avinu, Murray the Gazah, Ki lo yezotcho, Ad Asher Amasisi Eit Asher Dibarti Lach. Hashem promises them all kind of things. And Hashem says, don't worry, I won't leave you till it happens. At the month of a famous story, a person went to a certain Rebbe. And he said he needed a Yeshua for a whole Indian, and the Rebbe said, don't worry, the Eberstim will help him, Hashem Yazor. And he goes back again to the Rebbe, and the matzav is becoming ink. And he asks him again, there's things on the head. He says, ink. The Eberstim said, Hashem Yazor. So finally, the chassid, the third time he was buying, he says, over business, I need Yeshua, where is helping? He says, Al Zegam Hashem Yazor. That's the pasuk. Ki lo yezovcha asher vivarti es asher amarti lo. Oyches vadem too. I'm gonna be oyches. What then? That also lo yezovcha. Avdem oyches Hashem yazor. Gam of zeh Hashem yazor. Vayidar Yaakov neder. Yaakov made a neder leimor. Im yeh lekimi modi ushmarani. There's a famous Rambam in Hilchis Eirichin, Perek Vov. You know, there's only a few places where the Rambam does this. He writes, Yei royali, said the Chiddush. The Velt knows that whenever the Rambam says a verse, you can ask a kasha from a Gemara, from a different Rambam, it is. Oh, but when the Rambam says Yei royali, then it's not from one halacha. It's the Rambam alei, Yei royali, the Gatz the Rambam, the Gatz the Mishnah Torah is up there. Yei royali, the Rambam is up the Chiddush. What's up the Rambam? Yei royali is up the Rambam. Careful. Afal pi she'eino the makdis dovers loy beloyel. Hilchis Eirichin, Perek Vov. Afal pi she'eino the makdis dovers loy beloyel. But a person is allowed to say that he's going to be makdis dovers loy beloyel. Meaning he's not chal the hektish now, but bidibur it's misrayev that he's going to, and that is binding. He does have to keep what he said, right? The dover says, Dr. Rambam, Masha Omer Yankev Avinu. Over here he calls him Yankev Avinu. There's other places the Rambam calls him Yankev Atzadik. There's different titles the Rambam gives him. But in this halach he says, Ra'il zeh masha omer Yankev Avinu. V'chol asher titan li asar asrenu loch. V'nemar asher nadarta li neder. So the Achrayim explained, you see, here an interesting idea. It's Vayidar Yaakov neder. What was his neder? Lamer. That he's going to make a neder. When you're makdish, dover shalai b'olam et nascha. So what is this din? This din is that you're making a neder that you're going to make a neder. And it's already mechayiv you that when it comes, you're mechayiv to fear ois the nether. It's mamish meduik lahafli in the psukim. Vayidar Yaakov nether lemor. This is a nether from lemor. Ich volt gemeint that that's also a chasorin of dover shaloi beloilam. Thus state the Rambam achidish. From here we learn out, halacha lemaisa, that even though ain't of the matish dover shaloi beloilam, but you can be matish that you're going to be noy dover shaloi beloilam. So an interesting aura. That's chorus from a first Rambam, a famous Rambam. But lechayiv it looks like it's a big machlekes we're showing. We already discussed this topic. We started last week with the famous Kasha. How did Yaakov buy the Bechoyra from Esav? The Bechoyra is a Dover Shaloi Baloyim. The Bechoyra is a Dover Shaloi Baloyim. The Ksois asked the Kasha. Famous Maisa, the Ksois. The Ksois in Reish Chavches, he asked, how could Yaakov buy the Bechoyra? The Bechoyra is a Dover Shaloi Baloyim. Brent the Ksois, or Rivosh, that Koyim Matan Torah, there's no Chassar on a Dover Shaloi Baloyim. Far Matan Torah, we explained because Far Matan Torah is Tanai Hisna called this Baruch Lomai Separations. There's no before, there's no after, everything is on a free. There's no Koyde Macharka. Epsher, Andre has been. But that's the story of the Rivosh. Koyde Matan Torah, there's no problem with Dover Shalai Baloyim. The Ksois himself doesn't go with that Torah. And he said, we said this last week already, that Esav was nostalgic from the Bechoyra, Siluk, and Memele Yaakov was Zoychin. And that's rather what the topic of the Ksois over there is in Sivim Eshokhet. That Siluk works on Dover Shalai Baloyim. To do a Siluk, it's enough. Over Hakamon, we have a Rivosh. The Rivosh said different, that there's no chesaron of Dover Shaloi Baloyim Pnei Matan Torah. It's interesting that the Ksois repeats himself in two other places. We'll pick one of them, which is this week's parasha. The Ksois asks, Yaakov Avinu makes a deal with his Shver, Lov, with the Kvasim, Akudim, Lekudim, Brudim, the whole Geshichta. L'chor, it's all Dover Shaloi Baloyim. He starts off with white Shepselach. He's supposed to turn it into all different colors. It's Loi Baloyim. How can he make a Zakinian? Zok the Ksois, because there's a Rivosh. Koy the man tired. There's no problem with Dover Shaloi Baloyim. The Ksois himself argues and he says a different terrace. He says over there it was Schirus. And Schirus is not a problem with Baloyim. There's a third place, Akosta Vashlishi, there's a third Ksois that also makes a Zash Shtickle. It's Negei Parshas Lech Lecha of Rishayna River. Then he has a Shtickle there also. He brings the Rivosh and he says his own Shah. I just want to speak out. Lechayra, the Rivosh, is not like the Rambam. What's the Rambam bringing a Raya? Halacha Lemaisa. Bizman is there. That even though you can't be Machtish Dover Shaloi Baloyim, but you are able to be Makdash and Nether, that you're going to be Makdash Dover Shaloi Baloyim. 1 second, it's Koyde Matan Torah. What's the Raya? The Rivosh says that Koyde Matan Torah, we bechlal don't care about Loi Baloyim. It wouldn't be a Raya. The Rambam holds that it's a Raya. If I say the Rambam is going, not like the Rivosh. Oh, but that's an Ariches Dvarim by itself. Now, we're mitzumtzim in time a little bit, but we have to at least mention the famous topic we were, for the past few weeks already, Mischayev. That the noise would come up that Yaakov married sisters, and the Rishonim will shtel, how could Yaakov Avinu marry sisters? The Ramban writes that in Redi and Parshas Toldos, that they only kept the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. We're asking, of course, the question, first of all, if a ben noach is allowed to marry a chois ishta, is itself a topic. You always have to split up this question into two. Is Yaakov married a chois ishta? First beam of ours, the machlokes is showing that the ben noach is also about chois ishta. If that's also, then we differ, have a problem. But assuming that that's not, we're asking Mikoyev the klal that Avraham Avinu and the Ovis kept the whole Torah. So what was the hetter for Yaakov to marry two sisters? Zokter Amvah, it was Chutz La'aretz, and they only kept the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Rachel is nifter when they go on the Derech, because one of them has to be nifter. Azoy Zok, the Ramban. Another Mahalat the Marsha brings this is because he was Megayer them. And a Ger is Kekoton Shenoy Ladomi. There are many Mahalat, I'm only mentioning a few. Another famous one, Yisoy, you have to know, is from the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim, right? That Koy and Matan Torah, the Ovis are keeping the Torah because they understand the Inyan Shavoy. And Yaakov understands that's a Muzik boy in a Klal Yisrael over here. And since it's Muzik boy in a Klal Yisrael, he understands Koydim and Tayyur Elan to make Cheshboinus like that. Now, an interesting aura, I saw the Prashas Drochim, who's the Mora Dishmaitre of the topic, whether the Ovis, Yaakov and the Ovis have a dinner of Benoyach Lechumra or Yisrael Lechumra. He brings the Gemara in Psochim Daf Kuf Yutef. By the Sudas Oiroi Shel of Yosson, there's a whole saying that the Gemara says of Psochim that to be Mechamed, the various Mechubazim by the Suda to bench Zimon until finally Dovra Melech takes it. He says, Li Noel of Orech. But they offer it to Avram and he says, I have a Yishmal. They offer it to Yitzchak. He says, Mimeni Yosa Esav. And Keseder, everyone's being Mesarev. Yankiv Avinu's Siba to be Mesarev is because he says, Nasati Shtei Achoyev, I married two sisters. Shasi the Torah Le'osronalai. I married two sisters. Not that it was bad then, but the Torah Osit. Now, Bishlein, if you learn that it's Taka Osir because it's sisters, no, he didn't keep the mitzvahs in Chutz Loretz. So still, he says, but to get Zimun by the Suda, it's impossible. Oh, but the Mashal, if you go with the Marsha, that they weren't sisters because they were Kekot and Shanoi Ladami. So they weren't sisters! Get us Kekot and Shanoi Ladami. What's the Pagam? What's made this? I see the Torah, the Osir, unless it means Benoyah, they were sisters, and he was Megayer, then Mechumra as he is, but it's fourth blibes, Ben Noyach, what's it called? It's Nisht Poshet. Yeah, every one of the Bnei Ashvatim, the Bnei Yaakov that is born here at Taka, big Sugya, will go straight to Yisachar, an interesting Nakuda. Vayelech Ruvein, Bimeke Tzir Chitim, and he finds the Daduim, the Dudaim, and he's Soicher that Yaakov should go to Leah. The Alshach HaKadosh writes that this story happened. Bimei Tzir Chitim was Leil Shavuos. He says it was Leil Shavuos. Yisachar was Noilad, not Noilad. Noilad means Nisaber, right? Look at Rashi in Makis Taf Beis Amid Aleph. When he says Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Rashi says She Noilad Lefnation is Gar Sheima. Frek the Rishash, not Noilad Lefnation is Gar Sheima. Nisaber. It's irrelevant to Noilad. He says sometimes that's what Noilad means. I'm bavarning that because there are midrashim that say that Yisachar was born on Leil Shavuos, and I want to suggest it's not a steer to this alshin. It means he was nisaber, but the Yemei Ketzir Chitim is the Leil of Shavuos, and it's bezunder the time of Matan Torah, and that's why Yisachar Chamor Gorim, Yisachar represents the Torah. He was nisaber. The story of these Dudoyim, which is Mazel Tovim and Sivan. The Dudoyim is a plant that's shaped like the Tzura of an Adam, and it's a school of for the Leida, and it happened on Leil Shavuos. Now, this is interesting, there's a Gemara Nida. Omer Rav Yochanan, Mai Dechsiv, that it says in the Pasuk by Yosef, Yishkav Ima Balai Lahu. Okay, that was the Maisa of Yankiv. Milamit Shakodesh Baruch Hu Saye Ba'oysa Maisa. You see that Hakodesh Baruch Hu was Messiah in this Inyan of Yisachar. Of one of the hardest Gemaras to understand, Hakodesh Baruch Hu is Messiah with everything. Everything is from the Beshefer. Hashkofa Pratis, I'm not going to go into the Vikuach, if there's Hashkofa Pratis on a blade of grass or only in a person. Over that there's a lady of Yisachar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Saya Al Yodoy, everything is Siyu Al Yodoy. But the Gemara says it was a Bazundere, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Saya Al Yodoy. Why? It's like a cryptic Gemara. It's like the Gemara Shenemar, a Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Yisachar Chamor Gorim. The Chamor was Gorim. So Rashi was there, Rashi, Chumash Rashi, the Rashi says, the Chamor was Gorim. Because Yaakov Avinu's Chamor went to Leah's oidol. The Chamor was Goyim, which is a Pelah. The Achronim right away asked, it says that Leah went towards him. There was something going on already before. It's not that Yaakov accidentally, the Chamor took him to Leah's oidol. Fakert, Fatei, Leah, Lekrosoi. because she wanted to, because she already had Sachar v'Dedoam. What does it mean? The Chamor of Yankit. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Gilyon HaShas over there in Nida, he's Messiah in a different medrash. That the Taka didn't know when Yankov Avinu's coming. But then Yankov Avinu's Chamor made a noise. Nohak, Chamor Shel Yankov. That's how Leah knew that he's out there. That's why she went out. Because Rashi's Pshat is a teller. Rashi's Pshat is that unknowingly Yankov's Chamor took him to Oyolei. It's not like the Psukim. The Mashmoy said the Psukim was Leah went out. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says Pshat, based on the medrash. Then no, the chamor of Yaakov, chamor goreh means that the chamor of Yaakov made up a noise that it was coming back, and that's how Leah knew he's out, that she went out. Oh, but it's a different medrash. But maybe it doesn't ring, but it's a different medrash. It's brought down, I saw it brought down in the Sefer from Avram ben Agro, but it's Makaris in the medrash that's Kodum. Yisachar went out with a chamor, and he sees this plant that looks like the shade person. He doesn't know what it is. And he takes he sees this dudoim. And he tied the chamor. He wanted to know what the chamor to go anyways. He tied the chamor to the dudoim. He didn't know what it was at that time. The chamor went and ate the dudoim. You have to understand, dudoim, again, it has special power, this thing. The chamor that ate it died because of what it ate. It has opposite kind of power. The chamor died. The sucker comes back. Chamor garim with a pile of bones. What? Reuben, your sucker's not born yet. Sorry, thank you for picking up. Reuben, yes, your sucker's going to be born. Reuben is taking this chamor, and he ties the chamor to the plant of the dudoim. The chamor eats it, the chamor garim. It dies. When the chamor died, Reuben understood this is not stam, this is dudoim, which obviously has these opposite powers, that the chamor died from it, but it can be moilit. It has the koyach of moilit. So then he takes it to his mother, and that's what it means, your sucker chamor garim. Not the chamor's noise, or that the chamor of Yaakov stam, the chamor of Reuben that died because of the dudoyim. He understood that this is the koyach of those dudoyim, and then he brings it by Yishkev Ima Balai Rahu Shenema. That sounds like more nida. Yisachar Chamor Gorim. Yisachar was Nigra Ma'idei, the Chamor of Reuben that died from eating the dudoyim. Now it says the afterwards Va'achar Yol the Bas Vatikra Shmo Dino. Leah has a daughter Dino. Now the Gemara in Brachas and Gemara Nida explains that the MS Leah was already pregnant, and L'chairi she's supposed to have another son. And then she's going to have her seventh son. Rachel doesn't have any sons. The Shvachos already have two apiece. And B'nevuah, they understood that there's going to be 12, so Leah made a cheshbin. You know, Achoisi Rachel is not even going to be a keches b'nei Shvachos. So if she was mispalel, the nepach, there's a machlokes rishonim. First, we shine in both ways. A big tumult. What does it mean, v'nepach? Some say that Rachel was pregnant with a nekeva, we'll call her Dina, and Leah was pregnant with a boy, who we're going to call Yosef. And about that, what was potentially going to happen is that Leah was going to give birth to a Yosef, and Rachel was going to give birth to a Dina. And the nepach was that the Eberster made a nace, and he transferred it. That Dina went into Leah and Yosef went into Rachel. The other pshat is that the tefillah caused that the min changed. Lamash, there's a lot of Torah that Yosef, why is he misalful b'sarai? Because he has shoyrish the ketchunas of an akeva. And why is Dina b'teitze Dina a yatzonis? Because b'shoyrish she has tchunas of a zoch. Now that depends. If Dina was always Dina and Yosef was always Yosef, just they switched places, Dina was never Zachar Dik and Yosef was never Nikedin. That verse is going to the other guy. That Yosef was Takin Nepach and Dina was Takin Nepach. It looks like this Makaris both ways. No, it would be an interesting Shiloh. I would tell it like this. Who's Yosef's mother? If you learn that they switched, that means Yosef really was conceived from Leah. And only then, later on, Rachel was the host mother. Without going into the complex shayla, halacha lemaisa, legavi mamzeres and yichus about who the mother is considered, but I want to ask just a simple question. We know that the Medrash says that the Shvatim married their own sisters. Each one of the Shvatim was born with twins, and they married their own sisters. Frek the precious drachim. How could the Shvatim marry their own sisters? And regarding the issue about whether Benoit is also to marry sisters, and also that they kept the Torah, so how could they marry the sisters? Amongst the complex terrors of the Brashas Drachim is that he suggests that each one did not marry a sister that had both parents together. It was a chayta only min a'av. They were all sons of Yaakov and they were all daughters of Yaakov. But there was different mothers. There was four mothers. When the Shvatim married, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, who are B'nai Leah, married B'nai Bila, Zilpa, V'Rachel, and Fakert. The B'nai Zilpa, Bila, V'Rachel married the twins that were born from Leah. So they married Achoyis, but only Achoyis min ha'ein. Achoyis min ha'ad. It wasn't Achoyis min ha'ein. That's Ahal B'chaylik of the terrace of the Parashat Roch. The Shaila is, Shimon married Dina. Shimon married Dina. Shimon's parents are Yaakov and Leah. Who are Dina's parents? If you go with this swap, then you have to say, it's the Shim with the Parashas Drachim. Who is Dina's parents? Who is Dina's mother? You have to say she's Rachel. Because if you saw, which is who conceived her, not who gave the birth to her. Because otherwise you get stuck there. It's the Choysim and Av and Aim. To explain that Shimon is able to marry Dina, it has to be that Dina is the daughter of Rachel. Now that's very nice, but that means who's Yosef's mother? What? Leah. Yosef is Ben Rachel. Yosef is descended from Bnei Rachel. It's a stira. And I think the terrace is poshut. Without paskening the complex shayla of that host mother and all that. In Dinei Bnei Noyach, the din is taka, that Dina is the daughter of Rachel. And Benigay, the Gedorim of Poshet, Al Benoyach, how could Shimon marry Dina? It's Achoyslim and Avim and Aim. Poshet, even Al Benoyach, it's Osir. Not a problem. Because in the Gedorim of Benoyach, Dina is Bitoy Shel Rachel. So they don't have the same mother. This that Abadu, we say Yosef is Ben Rachel, the old Musogam of Shvotim and Shiftei Kor, Yosef is Ben Rachel. In the Yisrael fact, Medina Yisrael, Abadu, Yosef is Ben Rachel, and Dina is Bas Levi. As Tel Sechot, the Gedorim of Benoyach, and the Gedorim of Yisrael. We'll end this with one last thing. Why does Esav not run after Lavan? And he knows Yaakov is there. He was hiding in Be'er Sheva for so many years, but why doesn't he run after him afterwards when he's in base Lavan? The reason is because Lavan had truffin. And there's a medrash in the Targum Yonason says that what were these truffin? These truffin were, there's many truffin in our time, but one of the truffin in the truffin is Esav had a collection of heads of Bechorim. There was a special in there, the head of a Bechor in two wives, Groysa Zachin. And Lavan's truffin were heads of Bechor. Now Esav, Lishi Tosoi, doesn't want to become just another piece in Lavan's truffin collection. And that's why he didn't run after him. Good.